The image of the shepherd, which our Lord invokes, is one which is very much widespread, not only in the Old Testament, but in the ancient Near East. There is, of course, very famously the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he leads me. He refreshes my spirit. This, of course, isn't the only example of shepherd imagery used in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the rulers of God's people, the rulers of Israel, were spoken of as shepherds. But this wasn't always really a positive or a good thing. It's very clear that in the Old Testament, there are good shepherds and there are bad shepherds. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd of Christians. Yet it's important for us to note, and it is important to note, that our Lord chooses to carry out this task of shepherding his faithful through others, in particular through the Pope and those bishops who are in union with the Pope, and in kind of a third degree, the priests who are under those bishops. This is why bishops carry a shepherd's staff. This is really a very thoroughly biblical concept, by the way. If we skip to the last chapter of the Gospel of John, from which we heard today, after our Lord has risen from the dead, he commands Peter to tend and to feed his sheep. He's entrusting that office of shepherding to Peter very clearly and unambiguously. St. Peter shared this task with others, and this too is found in sacred scripture. You know, the Church of Christ is too large for one guy to shepherd the whole thing. St. Peter himself, in his first letter, commands the presbyters to tend the flock of God that is in their charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly.